It is so late right now, and I am so tired. Okay, so, Daniel Walker commented, "What's your favorite color?" Thank you for asking. My favorite color is green most of the time. I also love white and cream. It changes, pretty often. I've never particularly had a favorite color that's, you know, consistent through the majority of my life. yeah, I don't know, it changes. But, I like green. Ayesh S. said, "The ideal audio length is 15 to 20 minutes, just saying." I normally shoot for 15 to 20 minutes, but, it rarely ever happens because I struggle so much with making longer audios. I've said this quite a few times before, but yeah, once I reach the like 1,000 word mark, I usually hit a roadblock and can't think of anything else to say. Neil Tayuka commented on "You Tutor Your School's Bad Girl, Smart Listener," and said, "Well, I guess I can't watch this video because it says smart listener." Nah, I'm sure you're plenty smart enough to listen to it. I'm not much of a bad girl, so we can both pretend. Speaking of bad girl, R. Fenix commented on "Bad Girl Takes Care of You at a Party" and said, "This is the one audio I don't absolutely love. It's just not my cup of tea for personal reasons. It's written and performed masterfully. I really think it's a great work, just wasn't for me. Looking forward to the next ones." Yeah, you know, I guess it's not for everyone. But yeah, thank you. I hope you like the ones that are coming up. Praetorian commented, "Another great audio from Glow as always. Glow, what happened to your video, 'Don't Marry Her'? It was one of my favorites." Thank you. I privated it because I decided I didn't like it anymore. I don't know if it'll ever be back one day, maybe, but for the time being, I don't know, I don't like that one, so. Baba Gump commented on "Bad Girl Takes Care of You at a Party" and said, "What do I want you to say? Well, red rubber baby buggy bumper and say it 3 times fast." Okay, red rubber baby buggy bumper. Red rubber baby buggy bumper. Red rubber baby buggy bumper. Red rubber baby blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, I didn't do too bad at first. That was fun. I read somewhere that saying tongue twisters is a good idea before recording for some reason. Maybe I'll start doing that. Alpha Gabriel 97 commented, "Are you still planning to do a Viking ASMR? Because I would really want to hear your voice as a Viking and talking about Norse mythology." Okay, I think I addressed this last week when I was reading comments. Probably not, even though I love the idea. I probably won't because I don't know anything about Norse mythology, and so I probably could not write a good script. But, you know, I think the idea is super cool. Forset4G commented, "Do Afterglow smoke in real life? Just asking." No, I don't smoke in real life. Athena commented on Flirty Vampire's Return, Part 8 to series, and said, "Now we just need an epilogue of the two of them in Paris, trying that chocolate mousse she kept talking about. An after-credit scene of sorts." I've actually pictured that. Yeah, I think that would be so cool. I kind of considered making an audio for that, and then I ultimately decided against it. But yeah, it's definitely fun to think about. Octal River 1 commented on Rich Girl Nemesis Sees You at a Masquerade Ball and said, "Oh my lord, how did she catch that I did an IRL eye roll? Because I see everything." Christopher Martin commented, "How long does it take to actually do this, then edit?" It takes me a very long time. I think longer than it should. To record, I'm usually recording for like 45 minutes. And then to write a script, it kind of just varies, but usually like 3 or 4 hours. And then to edit, it really depends on the audio, because sometimes there are a lot of sound effects and sometimes there aren't. But most of the time, it takes me, like, I would say 3 or 4 hours to edit. Ethan Ackerson commented on Stuck on a Ferris Wheel with Your Enemy and said, "Want to know a statistic that isn't made up? You're more likely to get bit by a New Yorker than a shark." Exciting. Wow, that's crazy. What? Is that true? Don't mind if I just Google that, because I want to, not that I don't believe you, but I don't know. I need clarification. Likelihood of getting bit by a New Yorker. In New York alone, people are bitten 10 times more each year by other people than worldwide by sharks. What in the world? What is happening in New York? My goodness. Now I'm not so sure I want to travel there. If I do, I guess I'll have to wear protective gear or some kind of New York biter repellent. If there is such a thing. That is wild. Oh my goodness. Okay, and with that, I am going to sleep. Good night, guys.